honestly, I kind of like recording the Taiwan special on Tuesday. I might do it again this week. I might even make it a regular thing, Taiwan Tuesday. You see, you didn't know that, but no, I've got to complain about a couple things, and it's not to you, but I want you to know this. That problem that I had in the previous week from Microsoft Windows totally messing up my tech, it's still haunting me. There's still things that it's done to mess up stuff. I am done with Windows. I will never use it again. I just they are such the evil that Windows does is in making a bad product. That's what Steve Jobs said about it. He said, I have no problem. He was in an interview. We're talking, I think, before he was fired from Apple or in those days. I mean, it was the young Steve with long hair. And he said, my problem with Microsoft is not their success. I'm saying I'm happy with their success. It's just that they make such a terrible product. When you do a bad job, it makes work for other people, and they don't care. They've used deceptive tactics to force their product on others, but they've not put in the energy to make that product valuable. All they've done is make people dependent on a product that's half-baked. And it's in the beginning it was buggy, and then later on it was incompatible, and then now it's annoying. It updates constantly, all the time, and it's still incompatible. So I just I mean, you know, I'm in the middle of writing the software. I'm getting done, but I'm in the middle of writing the software for an ad service, an advertising service, and I'm making serious major headway. And I don't know, it's possible I could get to a soft launch this week. Right now I'm in alpha development. It's where the product, some parts of it work, but some parts of it do not work. This button does nothing because the program for that button hasn't been written yet. That's alpha development. But once the product is theoretically, quote, in big fat quotes, completed, that's when you have to give it the test, you know, to find out if you really actually did tighten down all the screws, and if the design actually is gonna work. Okay, you're ready for the hammer test. That's beta testing. And I might be able to move out of alpha into beta later on this week. You know, I wanted to so long ago, but I kept realizing that if I had released it where it was, it would be a bad product. And I'm not like that. You know, I was up in Taipei this weekend, and oh boy, we're gonna have fun in the Taiwan special. Taiwan celebrated Dr. Sun's what were we talking, 108th anniversary or something. That Sun Yat-sen, Sun Dong-san is the Mandarin. He was the one that he was the Christian that had the revolution in China. And he wanted to change China over slowly from the dynastic empire dealio into, he wanted it to be a government based on Christian principles. Now, there's the major failure. I mean, right after him came Chiang Kai-shek, whose oppression everyone in Taiwan suffers under, me included. I don't suffer any more or less than the rest of the Taiwanese. This was explained to me recently. The Taiwanese they've got their rich friends, and then most of them are not wealthy, but they get help from each other. Sometimes they're somewhat powerful friends with their rich friends, but they're all just surviving. They're all just trying to make it. It's really hard for all of them, and they all are just making it, just surviving from one day to the next. And it's their perpetual state of existence. And I got caught in this, and I thought that it was all about foreigners. In some ways, it is. There are special restrictions on foreigners that I've been a systemic victim of, but they're all victims of Chiang Kai-shek. They're too busy dealing with their own oppression from Chiang Kai-shek in order to even, you know, try to get close to deal with the battle of the foreigners. You know, the battle of trying to give justice to the whatever foreigners and immigrants come into their country. And their birth rate's low, which goes back to another matter of virtue and morals. You know, when when making babies becomes a recreational activity instead of a virtue that should be saved for starting a family and having the financial foundations and moral character thereof necessary to make it sustaining, well, you know, now people are no longer concerned with that. Self-control. This is where morals and virtues are important. If you don't build on morality, they say, oh, the save it for marriage stuff is so restrictive. It's survival. If you don't save it for marriage in your culture, then your birth rate goes down. Hello. Constraining. I think extinction is constraining. And Taiwan is facing that again. I don't know that I seem to be talking a theme of the fallout of bad products. We've got to do a good job with stuff, everything that we do. So I was up in Taipei and they were celebrating over, I was up on the hill in Nehu, not far from America's compound kind of embassy dealio, sort of not, they're not embassy. It's a not embassy. Taiwan's not a country, so they have a not embassy, right? So I wasn't far from that. I was skating and looked out over the capital district. Taipei is in a mountain bowl, so to speak. And there, these great big Marine One helicopter wannabes started flying around with giant fish hook sinkers that Captain America wouldn't be able to punch, carrying Taiwan national flags the size of Manhattan. And there were two of them, and they circled around, and it was this major deal. Well, anyway, while I was up there, I got to talking with the guy, grew up in America, had amazing English, and he said, you got to start. You can't wait till your product gets perfect before you start. And I'm like, that's true, but you also don't want to start when your product isn't finished, like when it's broken. You know, you don't start the car when you didn't put the head on the engine yet. You know, there, you don't have to have everything perfect and mature, but you do have to button it up. And he's like, okay, all right. So, you know, there's a line. A lot of people don't wait to be perfect before you get started. Well, Microsoft started before they were perfect, but they used dishonesty to push it along. And I don't know if you know about that, but the lie, the Windows 3.1 lie. Go Google it. We're coming out with Windows 3.1 in 6 months. Everybody holds on 18 months later. Not a line of code had been written for it when he said it. And he lied to make the market dependent on him. And I'm not like that. I don't bring out a product. I will not bring out something that will do injury to other people. So this week, I was inspired. And I've written a song called Taiwan. I wrote the music. I wrote the lyrics. I've got the harmony. It's done. I'm going to practice it and perform it, and I need to translate it into Chinese. We'll see if Royu might help with that. Another thing I did, Dax, D-A-X, has this rap that came out. Royu told me about it. I don't know if you know who Royu is, but you got a youtube.com/JCUSATW. Yeah, that's Royu. And Royu sent me Dax's new music video, his rap, Dear God. And he said, what do you think? And I thought, that was me in college. Praise Jesus. I had an answer to every one of his very legitimate, very good questions. And I don't want to be the know-it-all. And that's part of my answer. But I don't ask those questions anymore. Go check it out. Dax, Dear God. You know, he's got a lot of questions. I have asked those questions, but I believe questions can be answered, because when something's incomplete, that's fine to be incomplete. Just as long as we don't call it complete when it's not, because if you do, it causes damage. So I am going to do a rap. I've written the whole rap, line by line, rhyme by rhyme. I rap the answer to the question he asks on the line. That's going to be exciting to see it happen. But Pacific Daily Ads comes first. See you tomorrow.